You're listening to My Thyroid Health, your go-to source for all things thyroid health and wellness. My Thyroid Health is presented by Paloma Health, the first online medical practice that exclusively treats hypothyroidism.
Hi, everyone. This is Mary Showman. I'm an author, health coach, and thyroid patient advocate. I'll be your host for this episode. Today, we'll be talking about how indoor air quality can affect your thyroid and whether an indoor air filter can help. So human life depends on oxygen for survival, but sometimes the air we're breathing can be harmful to our health thanks to air pollutants. While most of us associate air pollution with outside air, indoor air also contains air pollutants. We spend about 90% of our time indoors, according to the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, and air pollutant concentrations can actually be higher inside than out. Basically, air pollutants are everywhere, and we can't escape them. So in this episode, we're going to take a closer look at air pollution and its effect on your thyroid. So let's start with talking about some of the basics of hypothyroidism. There is the small butterfly-shaped gland that sits at the bottom of your neck. It's called the thyroid gland, and it releases thyroid hormone when it's stimulated by another hormone called thyroid-stimulating hormone, or TSH. Once released into your bloodstream, thyroid hormone ends up traveling to your cells where it helps with energy and oxygen delivery and supports your heart function, your digestion, your fertility, your growth and development, memory, and regulating your metabolism. So, bottom line, all of your cells need thyroid hormone in order to function correctly. But when you have an underactive thyroid gland, you can develop hypothyroidism, which is the term for a deficiency or lack of thyroid hormone. When you have thyroid hormone levels that are low, as we see in hypothyroidism, your body functions slow down, and this leads to a variety of symptoms, which can include changes in mood and memory, cold intolerance, constipation, dry skin, fatigue, muscle weakness, and weight gain, among many other symptoms and signs. So what are air pollutants? As I mentioned earlier, both indoor and outdoor air contains air pollutants. Air pollutants enter your body through your respiratory system, where they then dissolve into your bloodstream. Once there, they can trigger a number of things, including genetic changes to your cells, inflammation, oxidative stress, and weakening of your immune system, also known as immunosuppression. And here's the thing, you do not need long-term exposure to air pollutants to experience adverse effects on your health. Even short-term exposure can be harmful. So what are the sources of indoor air pollution? The majority of indoor air pollution is actually coming from sources within a building, but they can enter from outside air through open vents, windows, or doors. But indoor air pollution typically is coming from building materials or furnishings, fuel-burning combustion appliances, the fumes from cleaning supplies, paints, or insecticides, synthetic fragrances and artificial fragrances, your heating and cooling systems, moisture, natural origins like radon, mold, pet dander, and pollen, and tobacco smoke. So how are air pollutants, your gut, and your thyroid connected? Believe it or not, your gut is actually a very good indicator of your overall health. Your gut microbiota consists of bacteria and other microbes that, under normal conditions, are beneficial to your body. But changes in the composition of your gut bacteria can cause several health issues, including problems with thyroid function. A healthy gut microbiota absorbs nutrients such as iron, zinc, and selenium from the foods you eat. These nutrients, along with others, are essential for making thyroid hormone. Changes to your gut balance reduce the amount of nutrients absorbed and affect your thyroid hormone production. Your gut creates a tight barrier that prevents toxins like air pollutants from entering your body. But as air pollutants actually change the bacterial balance in your microbiome of your gut, it becomes easier for toxins to enter your body. These toxins can then disrupt the hypothalamus-pituitary-adrenal axis, also known as the HPA axis. This axis controls how much thyroid hormone gets released. Air pollution can also trigger an inflammatory response, which then puts your immune system into overdrive. As a result, your immune system starts attacking healthy cells, including ones in your thyroid gland, which can cause Hashimoto's, aggravate your Hashimoto's, or cause a flare-up, or aggravate other autoimmune conditions. Can an indoor air filter help people with Hashimoto's and hypothyroidism? We have little control over the air outside, but we do have control over the indoor air. The most effective way of improving your indoor air is with proper air filtration. Air filtration helps to reduce or even remove most air pollutants. Not only can this improve your overall health, but it may also help prevent Hashimoto's flare-ups. That's good news. There are many ways to filter your indoor air, like portable air cleaners or upgrading the filtration system on your heating and cooling systems. Likewise, there are some different types of air filters available, including high-energy particulate air or HEPA filters, which can remove up to 99.97% of airborne particles. But keep in mind, HEPA filters don't remove gases or volatile organic compounds, known as VOCs, from the air. Carbon filters can remove odors associated with VOCs, but won't remove particles from the air. You should also know that indoor air filters don't fix the underlying cause of the indoor air pollution. For instance, if you have mold in your home, filtration may reduce the mold particles, but they're not going to address what is causing the mold itself. Controlling the source of the air pollutant is as important as air filtration. So here's a note from Paloma Health. While you can't have complete control over the air you breathe, you can control the triggers of Hashimoto's flare-ups. Working with a Paloma nutritionist can help you discover the foods that cause inflammation in your gut, similar to how air pollutants create a trigger as well. By knowing your food triggers, you're taking a step towards preventing Hashimoto's flare-ups and improving your health. You can also focus on optimal thyroid function with ongoing thyroid care from one of Paloma's top practitioners. You can learn more about our network of doctors at our website. So that's it for today's episode. A quick FYI, all of our Paloma blogs, events, resources, and more can be found on our website at www.palomahealth.com under the Learn section. If you're new to Paloma Health, you can get $30 off our at-home thyroid test kit or with a new Paloma membership using the discount code PODCAST. The links, terms, and conditions can be found in the show notes. Thanks for listening. This is Mary Showman, hoping that today and every day you feel well and live well.
Thanks for tuning in to today's episode. If you've ever wondered about your thyroid health, Paloma has a convenient solution for you with our at-home thyroid test kit. It's easy to use and can be done from the comfort of your own home. Use the discount code PODCAST in all caps at checkout to receive a $30 discount on your purchase. And make sure to come back and listen for more interviews, events, and catch up with the latest insights from our blog. We truly appreciate you being part of the community and are committed to bringing you valuable content to help you live your healthiest life. Thanks for listening, and until next time.